Greetings in Jesus' name on this 19th day of April, the year of our Lord, 2024. And this is the final broadcast for the week that I've been making ahead of time. And we are enjoying our study on Christ, our example, through John chapter number 4. And He is our example in everything. But in particular, He is our example in outreach and soul winning and evangelism and door to door and all of these different things. And we wonder and we get frustrated at times. I know as I preach in different places around the country, it seems like you have to just kind of sense where you're at. Some people are greatly offended at this term called soul winning. Other people love it. They're grateful to God that you would use the term. Some people are greatly offended at the word witnessing, and I don't understand it. I really don't. But it happens around the country. I just want to stay biblical. Jesus Christ reached people with the gospel. Jesus Christ touched people's lives and brought them unto Himself. And we have been given a commission and a command. And we should have a conviction in our hearts about this a commission that God has commanded us to do, that we are going to reach the lost at any cost. We're not going to be deterred by the different whims and whams and the political scenes of our day, but we're going to reach others with the glorious gospel of Christ. If not you, tell me who. If not now, tell me when. We must reach others with the gospel of Christ. And tell people far and wide, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. During these times and these days that we've had together this week, we've talked about Christ our example in that He went out of His way to witness to this woman. He must needs go through Samaria. Christ our example in that He spoke with her about her soul even when He did not feel like it. He was wearied with His journey, but yet He still spoke. Christ our example in that He was concerned about all people. It didn't bother Him that this lady didn't have the proper pedigree. He knew that He wanted to win her to Himself. And then we talked about Christ our example. He began the conversation casually. Casually, He began to talk to her. He said, "Give me to drink." And then today, Christ our example in that He turned the conversation to spiritual things. Notice what He says in John chapter number 4 and verse number 10. "If thou knewest the gift of God." This lady was ignorant of the gift of God. And dear friends, today, many people are the same. They're ignorant of the gift of God. They don't understand about the gift of God. They don't understand that for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. They don't understand that because of what Jesus Christ did on Calvary. They don't understand that it's free to us today as a gift of God. And He says to her, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of Him, and He would have given thee living water." And in order for people to come to faith in Christ, they must be confronted with spiritual matters. Jesus turned the conversation from a casual conversation of "give me to drink" to a spiritual conversation that talked about the gift of God and that talked about the living water that would become a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Could you imagine? Here's a lady that went to Jacob's well with a water pot, but left with the well of salvation just springing up into her soul. This is happy ground. This is shouting ground. These are opportunities for us to come unglued and say, "Oh, bless God, oh, my soul, hallelujah. Bless His holy name. I'm grateful for the day that the well of water, the well of Jesus Christ, sprung up into my life, changed me, and I've watched it change so many other people down through the years, and there's nothing like it." And I'm praying that this week our burden has become greater by looking at Jesus Christ, our example in reaching others with the gospel. You've been listening to this Friday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to T. bell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on next week.